A blessed good day to you all, and welcome to this weekly teaching podcast brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm the Reverend Angela Bosfield Palacios, and it is my joy to share in this learning experience with you. I should like to suggest that you get a piece of paper and a pen to write what the Holy Spirit may whisper to you while I am speaking, and to be able to participate in any written exercises. Today we are considering desiring a better country. This partial quote that I will share with you in a minute is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16. It is talking about a country that is not on earth, and about faithful believers who have their eyes set on attaining God's promise of a life beyond this one. And I begin. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. End of quote. We are dual citizens in this regard, as we have one eye looking for our Lord's return, and we have one eye here on the kingdom of God that we've been called to develop. It was ushered in by Jesus Christ and left for his disciples to manage. We are the stewards who are to oversee God's business here, while working as ambassadors to attract more persons to become citizens of this kingdom. When Christ comes to reign, then the kingdom will be fully established. Until then, we live in our own promised land. We celebrate the years as a sovereign nation with grateful hearts for all the blessings that we have received. Blessings such as the freedom to worship without fear of arrest or attack, the freedom to assemble and meet together in large or small numbers, the freedom to travel anywhere in the world applying for visas when necessary, once COVID allows, the freedom to vote and democratically elect our government, as we did a few months ago, the freedom to be educated without discrimination, the freedom to receive medical attention in facilities that are always improving. Number 7, the freedom to interact with persons of all races and social classes. Number 8, the freedom to own our own business. Number 9, the freedom to own homes and other material items. And number 10, the freedom to access electricity and clean water wherever we live. The list goes on. The beauty of our country has been documented by astronauts, tourists, and residents alike. Our water is unbelievable. Whether in a boat, plane, or car, the shades from deepest blue to turquoise to the pale aqua of our crystal clear shallow waters take one's breath away. No wonder swimming pools are often painted to reflect these colors. Flora and fauna in abundance, along with a multitude of maritime mysteries, all wait to be discovered by the curious explorer. There are historical ruins, modern malls, old-style homesteads, various architectural styles and paint choices, and magnificent hotels. Something for everyone. Our temperate climate, our unique islands, our diverse facial features reflecting our mixed backgrounds, and our many visitors, these are just some of the experiences that we can easily take for granted. It is good for us to travel as we come to appreciate just how truly blessed we are. At the same time, there's always room for improvement. We desire a better country for the generations to come, and so there is much work to be done. Let us pray without ceasing for, number one, economic stability and job opportunities. Number two, more renewable energy sources and sustainable development that preserves and conserves. Number three, the elimination of crime and domestic violence. Number four, the cessation of all addictive behavior. Number five, the availability and practice of proper nutrition. And number six, the existence of a strong family life for every person in every home. The list goes on. As Christians, we desire a deeper devotion to Jesus Christ and the resultant commitment to social justice, personal integrity, and national holiness. We call for rededication to transformation as a result of sincere confession and repentance, the acceptance of forgiveness, and a fresh anointing by the Holy Spirit. As an independent people who need to be totally dependent upon God, we desire a better country on earth and anticipate a heavenly one in the nearer presence of God, where true joy will finally be found. Let us pray. Gracious God, we offer ourselves to you, all of these things, Lord, that we celebrate as a blessing and all of the areas for improvement that we offer as concerns. We ask, Lord, that you continue to minister to us and that you will bless us. Take us from strength to strength. Amen. Thank you for listening, and please share with others this weekly podcast teaching from the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. This is Reverend Angela Palacios.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you
and give you peace.
And give you peace.
Just.